presented by Amazon.
It's Wednesday morning. I'm Olivia Reingold, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. It's a big but predictable day in Washington. Here are the two things we're watching for today. The sacrifice of Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney and President Joe Biden's afternoon huddle with the so-called Big Four congressional leaders. That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. First, the latest in the Cheney saga.
I now recognize my friend and my neighbor to the north, the gentlelady from Wyoming, Ms. Cheney.
Last night, we got a taste of how she might respond this morning after her party is expected to take away her leadership position.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank very much my friend, colleague, Mr. Buck, for yielding me time this evening.
She gave a short but defiant speech on the House floor last night addressing what's bringing House Republicans to the Capitol basement this morning for a vote. Her criticism of former President Donald Trump's lies and conspiracy theories regarding his 2020 loss.
Remaining silent and ignoring the lie emboldens the liar. I will not participate in that. I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
Let me translate that for you. Game on. Or as the New York Times put it last night, quote, rather than fighting to hold on to her post, Ms. Cheney has embraced her downfall.
Our freedom only survives if we protect it.
Now, this morning, the House GOP is gearing up to demote her, sacrificing her at the altar of Trump. Here's what we know about how the vote is expected to unfold. At 9 a.m., the House GOP will gather in the Capitol basement for the vote. Party leadership was careful to tap a veteran Republican woman to do the honors of introducing the formal resolution to oust Cheney. That's Representative Virginia Fox of North Carolina. It's worth noting that her role in evicting Cheney from her leadership position could help her fight a far-right primary challenger she's facing, who's accusing her of being a part of the, quote, swamp. The meeting is expected to go fairly quickly, unlike the last time she faced ouster, when the GOP conference debated for about 4 hours. You might remember that in February, Cheney survived a push to strip her title as the number 3 House Republican, an effort that was led by Trump loyalists upset over her vote to impeach the former president for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Members, including Cheney, will speak. Cheney is expected to hit on the same tone as last night, defending herself and calling for moral clarity for the party. But a source tells the Playbook team she is not expected to try to persuade members to let her keep her job. McCarthy is said to have mustered the support to strip Cheney of her leadership post with a simple majority vote. It appears that most Republicans across the country agree, with a new Morning Consult and Politico poll showing that 50% of voters think Cheney should be removed from her post. Only 18% of people polled said she should keep her job as conference chair. Now, item 2. The 4 most senior congressional leaders are heading to the White House today. For the first time since October 2019, that fateful day when an AP photographer took that shot of Nancy Pelosi standing up at a conference table, pointing her finger at Trump, telling him to stop attacking her. This meeting is expected to have a different, more functional dynamic. Biden regularly speaks with Pelosi and Schumer and is said to have a good working relationship with both. As expected, the more interesting dynamic will be between Biden, McConnell, and McCarthy. But McCarthy's relationship with the president has been frosty as of late. And it won't help that McCarthy will arrive at the White House today after throwing a bone to Trump by dethroning Cheney. The huddle comes as Biden is trying to gather bipartisan support for his infrastructure package and has asked Congress to send him a police reform deal. Notably, if either happens, the White House will likely strike a deal with rank-and-file members, not party leadership. That's probably why Biden has prioritized meeting with backbenchers since Inauguration Day. Reporting from NPR says that the White House Legislative Affairs team has had more than 500 phone calls or meeting with lawmakers or Hill staff about Biden's jobs plan. And yet, he's just now getting around to inviting McConnell and McCarthy to the Oval. Here's a full breakdown of what's happening in D.C. today. The president will receive the president's daily brief at 9:30 a.m. Then at 11 a.m., Biden and VP Kamala Harris will meet with congressional leaders in the Oval Office. At 3:30 p.m., Biden will deliver remarks on the COVID-19 vaccination effort. Press Secretary Jen Psaki will brief at noon. Over on Capitol Hill, the Senate is in session. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will testify on the administration's trade policy agenda before the Finance Committee at 9:30 a.m. AG Merrick Garland and DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will testify before the Appropriations Committee at 10 a.m. Meanwhile, the House will meet at 10 a.m. Former Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller, former Acting AG Jeffrey Rosen, and Metropolitan Police Department Chief Robert Conti will testify about January 6th before the Oversight Committee at 10 a.m. Also at 10 a.m., Climate Envoy John Kerry will testify before the Foreign Affairs Committee. That's all I've got for you today. For more news on what's breaking in D.C. right now, subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. And don't forget to subscribe to Playbook Deep Dive, coming to your podcast feed every Friday morning. I'm Olivia Rheingold. Thanks. See you first thing tomorrow.
The federal minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009. In the same time, food and beverage costs have increased 18%, transportation costs up 16%, housing costs up 23%, and medical costs are up 32%. In 2018, Amazon introduced a starting wage of at least $15 an hour for all U.S. employees. A new independent study found that Amazon's wage increase produced a 4.7% increase in the average hourly wage among other employers in the same market. Learn more at aboutamazon.com/15.